So kind of to start with, for the origins of the bill, you know, it's always been, ever since I've been practicing land use, that cities have had 30 days to act on a plat after it's been filed. And if it's not acted on, then it's deemed approved. And so there had been concerns raised this last legislative session that the process for platting and land development approval by different subdivisions was suspect. Some developers felt that cities and counties were circumventing statutory timelines by approving an application by simply denying it or immediately requiring a waiver to be asked for it to not meet that 30-day requirement. And then also not being specific about what the deficiencies were with the plat and taking third, fourth, et cetera, bites at the apple is the general sentiment that was expressed during the legislative session. So it was felt that, the passage of this would provide a greater certainty and clarity in the process related to both municipal and county approval, because mirror regulations were really passed for the county as well, with just an extended time by which they have to act. And so, you know, the net result of this is it changed the process that we had in place, where we had plats that had to be approved. It broadened the category of what the municipal authority had to approve, and it included now preliminary plats, general plans, construction plans, site plans, kind of items that cities had categories for, but the statute itself only had language related to plats, and it didn't really define them. It also replaced certain terms with act on, with approve with conditions, or disapprove, and applied to both plats and plans, which was different from what cities and counties had experienced before. And it also created this alternative where if you have an alternative plan for approval, then you can bypass these 30-day and 15-day shot clocks that were approved. And that's kind of the general kind of origin and summary, just very broad, of the bill itself. And now I'll pass it on to Rob to talk maybe more about the particular definitions that were introduced this time around.
Melinda, thank you. Joe, thank you for moderating, and thank you to everyone that's participated. In particular, thanks to UTCLE staff for putting all this together for our first virtual conference. I can't see everyone's faces, but I'm sure everyone listening at home is enjoying this just as much as if we were there conversing over Danish and coffee. But I know that cities are learning, developers are learning, all the consultants are learning what 3167 means for them. So this is a good opportunity to talk about from our perspectives what we see. So I represent developers. I also represent the Real Estate Council of San Antonio, which is an organization of developers and folks in the development industry in San Antonio. So give you my perspectives from that. But the first big change we're going to talk about is a change to definition. So prior to 3167, plat meant plat. Didn't say what kind of plat, didn't distinguish, it just says a plat is a plat. And so does that include other forms of approvals? The answer was no. And I think most of the folks that are listening or participating are very familiar with 2008 Court of Appeals case, Howeth v. City of Hedwig Village. And for those of you that aren't familiar, or for those of you that want a refresher on this, what Howeth stands for as proposition is preliminary plats are not subject, we're not subject to the 30-day rule. So what happened was, this started back in 2000. So back in June of 2000, a developer wanted to subdivide some property and create some flag lots. And so in July 5th, they went to a commission hearing, and the commission spent a lot of time talking, and this is in Hedwig Village, commission spent a lot of time talking about interpretation of how the flag lot applies, whether they have to approve it. And so I spent a lot of time talking about, but they took no action at that July 5th meeting. So July 15th, developer comes back and says, hey, look, I want a certificate of no action. And city attorney said, well, no, we were considering a preliminary plat, not a final plat. So the 30-day rule does not apply to preliminary plats. Commission came back, had a hearing on August 2nd. They denied the preliminary plat based on this interpretation question on flag lots. And then after they denied it, the city adopted a moratorium on taking plat applications. And then in March of 2000, they ended up just prohibiting flag lots entirely. So as you can imagine, they sued. They sued on a bunch of different issues, including this 30-day rule issue. So I'm going to focus on that and the court's ruling on that. And so what the court said was, look, the parties disagree as to whether the 30-day rule applies. And they said Section 212.09, which was the provision in question at the time, does not distinguish between preliminary and final plats. So we don't know how to address this two-tier approval process. But what we have is we have a 1975 ruling from the same court. This is the Court of Appeals out of Houston. We have a 1975 ruling, Myers, that said the 30-day rule doesn't apply to a plat that's not in recordable form. And a preliminary plat is a rough draft. It's not in a recordable form, so it doesn't apply. Now, we know that the parties are arguing that the 30-day rule cannot be enforced for plats that don't meet the 212 recording requirements. The purpose of the rule, which is to prevent municipalities from sitting endlessly on plat applications,